What's going on, people? It's your girl Rihanna Lintz, and I am so excited to finally be sat in front of this mic to record my new podcast. This is The Exchange. And before I get into it and tell you all about this journey and all this planning that I've been doing, I'm just going to give you a little insight, as this is only the introduction. First of all, thank you so much for coming over here to listen to the beginning of The Exchange. Now, The Exchange is solely what it says in the word, exchanging conversations. And the reason that I've called it The Exchange is because life is actually full of exchanges, like experiences, emotions, stories, and everything that shape us as people. So, of course, I'm going to be your host, and I'm going to be taking you on a journey of not only my own, but others as well. There'll be guests along my journey. There'll be solo episodes. It won't all be dibbling, dabbling in all seriousness. There'll be lots of fun. But the aim of it is to seek real, honest conversations about the things that truly and deeply matter. Whether that's like love or healing, relationships, family ships, or just your personal growth. I'm here to open up your mindset and take you on a mindful journey that you may or may not have tapped into before. So, I'm going to introduce you to the title. The podcast is called The Exchange because life is full of exchanges. This podcast is all about exchanging the truths, sharing our journeys, and finding connection in a world that we can often feel disconnected. Unless you're on my Snapchat and you can really connect to my everyday life, don't forget to follow me at Rihanna Lintz. Got to do a little promo, you know how I do. It's an absolute blast over there. So if you do have that app, please make sure you get on there, engage with us. It's a real great community. So The Exchange is solely based on the word itself, right? Exchanging words with you guys. And like I said before, from guests from time to time. So make sure you really stay around for that. I'm going to tell you a little bit about me. And if you are not familiar with my voice or my name, I'm going to give you a little bit of an insight of what I do and why I've led to create this space. So here I am. I'm Rihanna, also known as Rihanna Lintz, also known as Rihanna Linton. That's my government name, easy now. Also known as Riri, and one of the most energetic people in the room. Sometimes I can be a bit moody. But I'd like to say thank you so much for coming along and actually listening to this podcast, because if you're here already, you're already like two, three minutes in. So thank you so much for even taking the time to click on it and listen. I really, really appreciate it. So yes, I'm Rihanna. I am 29 years old, soon to be 30. God damn, 30. I even just looked around the room thinking, what the heck? 30. I remember when I was like 13. I still feel 13 anyway. Young buck always. But yes, I'm short, I'm 5'2", extremely small, 29 years of age. And for anybody that doesn't know me, I'm actually a professional roller skater. It sounds very unrealistic in this world, but the world that we live in today, absolutely anything is possible. So I do something amazing. I'm not going to shy away from that, not at all. So I'm a professional roller skater. But also, I love having, you know, vulnerable conversations and getting real deep, having one-to-ones with my friends and actually opening up about challenges that I've faced in my life and real-life trauma experiences, because it's not all been flowers, you know. There's been some dark stages as well. I'm sure we'll touch into them at some point. But I've always been loud, energetic, a person of many, many, many words. But as I grew up, I began to realise some real important things like about myself that brought me to where I am right now, to be honest. Despite my outgoing nature, I was always being completely transparent, and I often held back from like proper deep conversations, like vulnerable conversations, because generally speaking, they're actually quite uncomfortable, you know? So this is where I was going wrong. Uncomfortableness actually brings growth, and I'm going to teach you a lot along the way. So growing up, I faced my fair share of like challenges and traumas, experience that I'll definitely share with you along this podcast journey. But these struggles left me feeling like emotionally neglected, deprived and misunderstood. And of course, my relationship with my family felt distant at times, and I found myself like clinging on to anyone who offered a sense of safety. But as you can imagine, that kind of That kind of like led me into relationships with people who I thought loved me, and I became someone constantly seeking attention and validation. But besides the struggles, there have been some really beautiful moments, you know. Self-discovery, like love and laughter, but I'm actually gay now. With a Caribbean household, you can only imagine what that's like right now. Oh, my mental health. But now I'm here to exchange stories with you and my guest, and using this platform as a form of like therapy. So sharing insights, giving advice, and hopefully providing some real life guidance along the way. But I'm super excited to dive into these conversations and hear about you and everybody else's journeys as well. So these experiences have of course shaped me and made me realize the importance of talking about the hard stuff. Things like trauma and navigating complicated family dynamics and figuring out what real love actually looks like. But I know for sure that I'm not alone in feeling this, and that's why I wanted to create a place where we can openly discuss these topics. So the purpose of my podcast, The Exchange, isn't just about storytelling. It's about real conversations, you know. We'll talk about love, healing, overcoming challenges, and really finding the strength in vulnerability. We'll be diving deep into the experiences that make us human, and I'm committed to being as real and as raw as possible. But of course, bear with me. You can expect some solo episodes where I share my thoughts and experiences, as well as episodes with guests who bring their own unique perspective. These guests will include mental health experts, relationship coaches, people who have overcome incredible challenges, and everyday individuals with stories worth sharing. You'll get a bit of banter here and there from, you know, my gal Lem, my gang that I chill with, and of course, my wife-to-be, Miss Pagey Cakey herself. So, in the upcoming episodes, we'll be tackling topics, especially with healing from past trauma and the ups and downs of relationships, and the journey towards self-love, navigating family struggles and all else that comes with that. I'll also be bringing on guests to deep dive into these themes and share the stories. I want The Exchange to be more than just a podcast, you know, it's a community. So I'd love to hear from you guys as the listeners, sharing your stories, asking your questions, or suggest topics that you'd like me to cover. So you can catch me on the socials, of course, on Instagram. The Instagram handle is We Are The Exchange Podcast. And for an email, it's wearetheexchangepodcast@gmail.com. If you've enjoyed this episode or feel like the podcast is something that you can really connect with, please subscribe, guys, rate and review. It really, really does help spread the word and grow my community. So this is just an intro, and I feel like I've spoken so much. But thank you so much for listening to the first episode of The Exchange. And in our next episode, we'll be diving deep into vulnerability and how it shapes our relationships. I can't wait to share with you lot. But until then, keep exchanging the truths and take care. Be authentic. Keep conversations. You got this. Thanks for listening. Bye.